The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's daf in Masechet Rosh Hashanah is daf Lamed Aleph, and we are holding at the top of the daf. Tanya, there we go. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Akiva. Once we already were discussing what to do about the Shir Shal Yom on Rosh Hashanah, if the Edim came late, if Rosh Hashanah came out on a Thursday, and so on and so forth. So already we get into the question of what is the Shir Shal Yom in general. So we start with going through the days, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rishon, ma hayu amri. They used to say, Hashem haaretz umlo'ah, teva v'yosh veva. Why is that? Because on the first day of creation, there were no malachim. There's nothing else that existed except HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his world of Or. And so therefore, he was completely the Shalit al olomo. Because of that, we say, Hashem shekana, he was kena olomo through the act of Bria. The Hiknai had in mind, it was kena amanat lahaknot, to be able to give it over, Satan ibn Adam. And he was a complete Shalit ba'olomo. Bisheni, ma yomrim, gadol Hashem umuhulal ma'od bi'ir Elohino har kacho. Why is that? Because there was on that second day, there was right away, there was the gadol Hashem al shem bi'chiluk, chiluk ma'asaf. It was the rakia. Rakia means that there was a mokum for a place down on the earth and a place that was above. And that gave this similarity to the Ir Hashem, Ir Elohim, which is Yerushalayim. Shalem Shamala, Yerushalayim Shamata, there's a mokum for the Shekhinah above. So that's very much related to the second day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is Yehi Rakia. Bishlishi Ma'o Yomrim. Bishlishi, there was Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El. Why is that? Because there was the Yikavu HaMayim. And therefore he created Gila Ha'aretz Bechokhmato. He created a place where it was Megala, the earth, which was a Hachana for Tevel La'adato. Tevel, there was a place for Tevel V'yoshveva. And that was a place for his people. Even though the Pashta says that Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat Kel is a reference to Sanhedrin, some suggest that it may be that the reference here indeed is La'adato to Yisrael that acts as a mocker of morality. The way Bezdan acts towards Yisrael, Yisrael acts in the world. Therefore, it's Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat Kel, which is a fascinating way of looking at it. Revi'iyah Yomrim, Kel Nekamot Hashem. Why is that? Because the creation of the sun and the moon and the stars, which is the first way in which people are Oved Avodas Kochavi, and which remains intensely part of the mistake, the ta'ut, as Rambam says, of Dor Enosh, and therefore it's central to our whole description of the development of mankind, which is how they look at the stars. So it's Kel Nekamot Hashem. If somebody uses them wrong, Atid li parami of dehem. So those that worship those things are going to be punished. Bechamishia yomrim, aninu lelokim uzenu, ariyu leloke Yaakov. Obviously, that is a time of Shira Arnim. And that is because Hashem Shebara, Fot, Vedagim, Meshabeach Lishmo. So there you have on the fifth day, you have the first life forms in all of their majestic variety, which either is a reference to their own Shira, so because they're sentient in some level, and or, as Rashi learns, people, when they see the tremendous variety and colors and incredible adaptations of all of these various life forms, they shira, and therefore it's a time of harninun. Why is that? Because he was gomer malachta. This was the tikon tevel bal timot, was the gomer malachta, that now you have a solid world which everything fits in with the Briyas Adam and so on. And then he was malach on that. המלאך עליהם. בשביעי היו אומרים, מזמור שיר ליום השבת, ליום שכולו שבת. It's interesting, and the Zohar goes through all of this, and it calls each day, not for the day, but for the first Aleph. It's like, L'Hashem Ha'aretz Melo'ah means up to the marble, everything was good. Tevel V'yoshveba, and so on and so forth. And each one of the days, Keneged, some central element. Aninu L'Elokim Uzeinu is the Aleph HaChamishi, where there was no Beis HaMikdash, the entire Aleph HaChamishi. And therefore, all that you were left was Aninu, the Tefillah, take place of the Karbonos.
How come one of the days is sort of a negative? It's supposed to be Shir celebrating the Beis HaMikdash, uplifting everybody, and talking about
how... No, why? Huh?
About the people getting punished for
killing the Mutashim. No, on the contrary, it's your choice. It's how to use the world. I don't get it. How come Rabbi Akiva, the son of the Gerson, Rabbi Akiva, since his whole mind is Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Akiva take two completely opposite approaches? Does this make sense to you? Each one of the days, up until Shabbat, he talks about something that was B'shat Ma'aseh Bereishit. Then when he gets to Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat, he says, Al Shem Ha'atid. I mean, why? Does it make more sense to talk about Shabbat? It should be connected Shabbat to Ma'aseh Bereishit. Take a look at the pattern. Here, let's go through it. I agree with him on everything up till then. Rishon, yes. Kana, Yikin, Shalit Bolamo, B'sheni. It was Medarakia, it was Bechalek Ma'asav, and it was Molach Alayim, B'shlishi. It was Megala, Eretz, Bechachmato, Echin Tevel Adato, on Revi'i was Barachama, Levana, Atidli Parami of Dehem, Bechamishi, where it was Barofot, Tadagim, Leshameach Lishmo, Bishishi, it was Gomer Malachto, Molach Aleim, Bishvi'i Hashem Shishavat. I understand, why wouldn't that be a reference to my separations? The problem, of course, is that Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat doesn't say anything about that. Actually, all that it talks about is the Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach and the difference between Tzadik and Mishra. What does it have to do with Hashem Sheshavat? It's got to be somehow Hashem Sheshavat, and that was Kolel all of time and everything that would be included in the Shabbat. So he has this different vision of what that the Shabbat is. So it was outside of the whole time structure of my separation.
Read it with Adam Rishon's Tshuva. Adam Rishon's Tshuva represents
Yeah, there is. Yeah, nothing else. But that's the only thing. That's Romans there is. Yeah. That's the first Vidui. Oda. Odu. So what are they arguing then? So that's the thing where they're arguing in Rav Katina. The Omer Rav Katina Shita Afishnei Hevi Alma V'chat Charuv Shem Evnizka V'Hashem Levado V'Yomahu. So since this is Keneged, this is the Zohar's Mokar, of course, since this is Keneged, the entire structure of Ma'aseh Bereishis, each one of the days is Keneged 1,000 years. That's El Gelef Shana is Beinech, Yom Etmon. So because of that, and the seventh is V'nizkar Hashem Levado, and that's Keneged, the Yom HaShabbat, where there's no Malacha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mechaya the world. So therefore, it is basically possible to refer to that day. But Abaye says there is not one day of Nizkav Hashem Levado. It's Shrei Choruv. Shirama Yechayenu Miyomayim. That's Mashma. That there's Miyomayim where there's no Chayim. And then Bayomash Lishiyekamenu V'nechyelefanav V'tchiyat HaMetim. And therefore, it couldn't be a reference to that. It's interesting that in the Zohar, it says, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, Mizmor Shir Liyatid Lavo. The Zohar says, why we repeat it? Because one is connected one of the days, one is connected the other, one of the days. And it works out, Aliva Da Abaye, that way. Anyway, what do you say in Musaf of Shabbos? Musafi de Shabbat Ha Maha Yomri. Omer Vana Barava Omer Rav, you take Parshat Hazinu, and you split Hazinu into six portions, which is the siman is haziv lach, the beauty, the shine is all yours. So in other words, this is, you talk about from the first part is hazinu, that's the hay, and then zechor yomot olam, that's the zayin, and then yarkiveh abom teyaretz, that's the yud, and then vayara shem vayinatz is the vav. And then you have actually there's a little bit of a machloket in exactly what the vav is, and then you have the other prokim, so that you have eight psukim for each chelik. Lulei kaso yevagur ki adin Hashem amo. That's lach. So the first part is the shira, and then you have the post shira. And that gives you the six different parts. We'll see whether that was all said in every single Musaf of Shabbos, or whether they had a cycle of six. Or we do Pirkei Avot, you know. So it was a cycle of six. And what about in the Shul? Amar Rav Chana Bar Rava, Amar Rav, same thing in Shul. When you give out an Aliyah, the Derech Shechalukim Kan for the Musafim. So when it's time for an aliyah, you should split the parsha in this fashion with this remez. What shira did they read? Did they sing? Bimincha, the Shabbat, not a reference to the tefillah, but to the korban. It was all the shirot. They took Az Yashir Moshe up to Micha Mocha Be'elim Hashem. Then they took from Micha Mocha Be'elim till the end. And then they took Az Yashir, which is the Shira of Ali Be'er. So Az Yashir Yisrael at Hashira Azot Ali Be'er Anula. And that's in Chukas. Now, the question is whether this is a cycle or this was all read in the same week. So he boiled, Hani Kula Bechat Shabbat Amrilu? Odilma Kol Shabbat Ava Shabbat Amrichat? Do we split it? Well, it's very clear from this bright, Tashma, the Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yossi, Acha Rishona Omeret Achat, Shnia Chozeret Shtayim. Because the first cycle is Azivlach, six pieces. The second cycle is Az Yashir Michamoch and Az Yashir Yisroel, right? That's three pieces. So for every completion of the first cycle in Musaf, the second cycle for the Korban Tamid Ben Arba'in completed too. So obviously that only makes sense if it was split between Shabbatot. It was a cycle, not that it was everything read on the same Shabbat. So you see from there 100%. Shema Amina. Kol Shabbatah v'Shabbatah Amrichat. Shema Amina. Obviously, we only said one per Shabbat. In the first Beit HaMikdash, the Shekhinah gradually withdrew. And we can trace in the Psukim 10 separate steps of withdrawal. Each step was a painful withdrawal, hoping against hope that these idiots would do tshuva, and that it would be possible to maybe come back to the Beis HaMikdash. And those we're going to show are all in Psukim, Mikroi. In the second Beit HaMikdash, Kenegdan, Galta Sanhedrin, also 10 steps, which we know not from Sukkim, obviously, but those are Kabbalot that we have, Migmora. And here's how it is. Esther Masot Nas Ashchina are from the Psukim. The Psukim are as follows. Well, first let's trace steps, then we'll do the Psukim. Mikaporet, which of course was where the Shekhinah originally appears, Ben HaKruvim, to one of the Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech had made already towards the door, off of the Orin itself, the Kruv. Rashi takes out Mikruv LeKruv. If you have Mikruv LeKruv, then you end up at 11 Masot. Forget about that. From the Kruv, the Shekhinah withdrew to the doorway, Lemiftan. From Lemiftan, the Shekhinah withdrew to the Chotzer between the Ulam and the Mizbeah. From the Chotzer, the Shekhinah withdrew further to the Mizbeach of the Chitzon. From the Mizbeach, the Shekhinah withdrew to the top of the roof of the Heichal. From the roof, the Shekhinah went to the wall next to the city. From the city, it went into Yerushalayim. From Yerushalayim, it escaped the Har HaZeitim. From the Har HaZeitim, the Shekhinah went to the Midbar. And from the Midbar, the Shekhinah decided to go home.
So it went towards the east.
It went towards the east, yeah. Yashva bimakoma. Shneemar eilech v'ashuva el mikomi. I am going home. So now here is the 10 steps from the Pesuk. Mikaporet lekruv, umikruv lemiftan. So where exactly do we see this? This is again Rashi's Girsa. He's not goris this whole piece by Yirkav al kruv, because that has nothing to do with this. That was said by Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Rashi's Girsa, as he says it over here on the left, where the Tosfos usually is, mikaporet lekruv, umikruv lemiftan, because it says v'no'adati lechasham, which is ben akruvim, and then it says beferush uchvod Elohim Israel, na'ala mi'ala kruv asher haya alav el miftan abayit. So there you go. So it's obvious that there was first a kruv where it was, then it went to the miftan abayit. So
what is the miftan abayit?
The doorway to the Chaycha. Yeah. So we see clearly from that pasuk that this the Navi sees this in a vision. Right? This Yecheskel is shown how the Shekhinah is withdrawing. So apparently it stayed for a while on the Kruv, and then from the Kruv it went to the Miftan. And then we find the Miftan Lechatzer, Dechtivai Malay Habayit Et Ha'anan, Vachatzer Mal'ad Noga Kvod Hashem. So apparently there was this withdrawal over here, because it says Beferish, first, Vayoram Kvod Hashem Yala Kruv Ha'Miftan Habayit. So Yecheskel sees the Shekhinah lifting off, so to speak. Remember, all of Yecheskel's visions were of the Merkavat HaShekhinah, essentially, in the way that the Shekhinah is Shoreh in the world. Then it says that then the Bayit filled up with the Anan, and then it moved into the Chatzar. The Chatzar was Mal'ah Kvod Hashem. Okay, so obviously, it's now, the Shekhinah is now in the Chatzar. From the Chatzar, we know that the movement was to the Mizbeach, because it says, Ra'iti et Hashem Nitzav al HaMizbeach. So obviously, there must have been a movement to the Mizbeach. Now, as Rashi points out, this is quite strange because Ra'iti is a pasuk in Amos, which was many generations before Yecheskel. And therefore, we have to say that Amos was referring to the future, and we are left with the need to translate the reasonable movement. Because obviously, if you're already in the Chotzer, how do you get to the Mizbeach? You must be moving out towards the Mizbeach. And then we have, getting back to the next psuke, which will now don't necessarily appear as an aviyut, but are understandable suddenly in the context. So it says, Reiti et Hashem Nitzav al HaMizbeach, but we know mi Mizbeach legag, because that's because the Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Tov l'shevet al pinat gag, me'eshet midyanim u'beit chaver. So what does that mean? I'm tired of a wife who always fights with me. And that's Klal Yisrael. So I'd rather sit on the edge of the roof when you contemplate suicide, you know. So you go up to the edge of the roof.
The dock of the day.
And a Beit Chaver is a home where they put together the more than one person in the same bed. Here, Klal Yisrael has been the Chaver, a Yitzelem, and the Echal with the Shekhinah, which we see in other places. That's the way. Katsar Hamatzah Mistarea. It's also the same idea. The bed is too thin over here for so many people, you know. Then we know from the Gog, there must have been a Yitziah to the wall. So this is back now to Amos. So there he is, standing on the wall. Obviously, the Shekhinah has moved off of the top of the Heichal. From the wall, the Shekhinah goes into the city. Dichtiv Kol Hashem Leir Yikra. So now that means that the Kol Hashem in Micha's time is in the city of Yerushalayim itself. Meir Lahar, Dichtiv Ayav Kvod Hashem Meyal Tocha Yir. Veyamod Al Lahar Hashem Mikedem Leir. That's Har HaZeitim, is the Har that's Mikedem Leir. It's going out towards the east. And from that har, the Shekhinah left in the Midbar. Dichtiv Tov Shevet Be'eretz Midbar, Me'eshet Midanim, still driving me crazy, that woman. She keeps chasing after me. Can't even get a divorce nowadays. They'll chase you in court. I'd rather leave to the Midbar. So therefore, better to be in the Midbar. And the Midbar, finally, Al Tav Yashvah B'Mekoma, Dichtiv Eilech V'Ashuva, El Mikomi, as we said before, we brought the pasuk originally. I'd rather go back to where I came from. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, you should know these are not easy steps. I mean, even in the Midbar, that last step. That the Shekhinah was waiting for 6 months in the Midbar, hoping that there would still be a chance of doing teshuva. Given shalom chazru, when they didn't do teshuva, he said they should all drop dead already. Tipach nafsham shenemar, because there we find the pasuk ve'enei rishaim tichlena u'manos avad minim v'tikvatam mapach nafesh. This is, we're being Dorish. Simple meaning of Tikvatam. Hope for them is a Mapach Nafesh. We're saying Tipach Nafsham is a reference to Mapach Nafesh. Since my hope for them was disappointed, so because of them, Tipach Nafsham, they should all drop dead. The Lashon Minhom is Rashi says a lashon of oz. So meuzam nistalek mehem. This is the simit of the final siluk shchina. Uchanegda. Now we know from the Gemara Galtas Sanhedrin. That's me Gemara. What were the 10 steps? Well, initially they were in the Lishkas Hagazis. We know that 40 years before the Churban, they left on purpose from the Lishkat Hagazit into one of the storefronts and the Harabayit in order not to be Dandi Nenefashot because it wasn't doing any good. There were so many murders. Sound familiar? So, Lishkat Hagazit leChanut. There are those who learn that Chanut is the name of a place. Rashi says Chanuyot is the Girsan, it means the storefronts in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Mechanut liYerushalayim in the city, Yerushalayim. After the Churban, they moved out to Yavna with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yavna, they moved to Usha wherever the Nasi lived. That's where the yeshiva was Gola Achrav, and that was the main Besdin. From Usha, they went back to Yavna. That was during the days of Rabbi Yochanan. And from Yavna, they moved back to Usha. From Usha, they moved to Shvaram. Shvaram was Beit Sharim. That was in Rebbe's time. When Rebbe got ill, he had to move to Tzipori because of the better air in Tzipori. So he moved from Beit Sharim to Tzipori. From Tzipori, during the days of Antoninus, Rabbi moved to Tveria. And Tveria is a hellhole. Tveria amuka mikulam. That's the bottom. That's the furthest you can get. And that was when Klal Yisrael was in its worst possible state, in which they were completely given over into the hands of the Romans. And this is the Vishafalt me'eretz tedaberi u'me'afar tishachim ratech. You're so low that it's as if your voice is coming from underground. So v'haya ka'ov me'eretz kol. You're like one of those magic, black magic, where the voice comes up from under the ground like a seance. That's what you sound like when you talk. You're so completely out of it. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says actually there were 6 goluyot. And that was we're going to darsh in each one of the words here. Ki heishach yoshvei marom kiryanis gava yashpilena ad eretz yegiena ad afar. So we darsh in each one of those words to be a different goddess of Sanhedrin. So we talk about first heishach yoshvei marom, which is obviously 1. Yashpilena, that's 2. Then it says Yashpilena Adoretz, that's 3. Then the Adoretz itself is 4. Yagiena is 5. Adafar is 6. So there, clearly there was the final bottom line, and comes along now Rabbi Yochanan to say, but notice that it says Itnari Me'afar. So that means the last stop. If you don't have to go through the whole 12-step program. When you hit bottom on the 6th step, which is the Adafar, Hidnarime Afar Kumi. And therefore, you'll be Shvi Yerushalayim, you will go back to Yerushalayim from the Afar. And now, a word from our president.
Zokta Heilaka Mishnah.
I thought that was for the return to Yerushalayim. I see.
Air Force One has landed. So
I see.
By the way, did you hear? I read the paper this morning that among the distinguished rabbis going to the Vatican,
yes,
Neil Cooper is
our very own
Sperber.
Azoy? Really?
Rabbeisa. Here we're discussing the Churban of Yerushalayim, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. We're supposed to be present in the words of the Novi. This is a tough daf. It's after, Shavuos, where things start going downhill. It's holding nearly in Tammuz of Churban. And then comes after Yom Kippur. We go, Beshuvi Me'afra Kumi. Fine. Of course, actually, Mashiach doesn't come till this year after Shemitah, but during the Shemitah, they have a few little wars here and there, Milchamot, Kolot, Richie escapes to Ursula, where you take care of Iran, nuclear fallout. It's a busy year, the Shemitah, and then on to Kubi Me'afar. Fine. Omer Reb Yeshua ben Korcha. There was another takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in these sugyas, and that was Shafil Rosh Beitin b'chol makom shlo yedim olchim ela l'makom avad. Here we've seen that the Sanhedrin follows around the Nasi. Now the din, as we're going to see later on from the pasuk, the din is that the Rosh Beitin is the one who says Mikudash, we saw before. And actually, we had the remez in the pasuk of Achodesh Azavachem. The Rosh Bezdin is supposed to say Mikudash. How about if the Rosh Beitin is out of town? So then the Aiden, how are they supposed to know where he is? So they go to the Beitin. They come to the Beitin. They find a notice on the door. Follow me to Beit Shearim. Great, another 500 kilometers. No, that is not a very encouraging thing. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, look, you know, the takona is, in these days where everything is unsettled, even if the Besdin, the Rosh Besdin is elsewhere, the Besdin itself, the Tzrach Roy, for Kiddush HaKodesh, remains at its place, the Eidim can be assured that they will be interrogated there, and even without the Beit Av, the Rosh Beit Av in his place, they will announce Mikudash based on those Eidim. There was once a woman who had borrowed some money and didn't pay, and she was sent a summons to appear before a Meimar's Besdin in Nardoi. So that's Benula Dina Kamid, a Meimar ben Nardoi. Meanwhile, a Meimar took off to Machuza. She refused to continue to Machuza. I got to run to Machuza. Cut off, so he issued a Pticha Iluya. He issued a Tzav against her, putting her into Nidui for not showing up. And she was a Misarevet Din. So Rav Ashi said to our Meimar, but why does she have to follow you around? Vanant zana filu rosh beit din b'chol makom shelo yu'edim olchim ela l'makom avad. Isn't this included in the takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Omaleh, absolutely not. The entire issue over there was only about Edut HaKodesh. Because Edut HaKodesh, if you don't make this takon, imkein nimtzeita machshilan latid lavo. Look, remember, we're looking for volunteers, you know. We're hoping a witness is going to come forward. You make life difficult on the witness, he ain't going to come forward the next time. You know, there's always good ways to train good Samaritans not to be so. The Americans are experts in this. Experts. No good deed goes unpunished. And so because of that, you end up in the church. Never mind, I don't get involved. But she's being murdered. That's all I need is to be, I'll be sued for trying to save her. Forget it. Fine.
This was what Haman Mem is Hanaf Kamina?
Hanimili. This is only.
Oh, these, okay.
Yeah. These words were only said. Hanimili. Yeah. These words were only said for Edut HaKodesh. Dimkini Pseita Makshilan Latilavo. But here, she is stuck. Eved Lovel Ishmalve. She takes a loan. It's tough going to court. Well, then you should have paid up your loan. Don't complain. Ton Rabba. Eina Kohanim Rishayim La'alot B'Sandaleihem L'Duchan. Kohanim are not allowed to wear their shoes at the time that they go up to the Duchan, and that is one of the 9 takanot of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Up until his time, they used to wear their shoes up to the Duchan. All right. What are the 9 takanot of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Okay. We've got 6 in this parak. Aha. Because if you include the sandals, then we said that the din of tkiya, we started off the parak with that, takon Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, bitokea in beitin on Shabbat. Lulav should be all 7 days. The yom hanef is kulo aser bezman hazeh. That after the korban we accept witnesses all day long. And this last mishnah, the edim should come to wherever the base that is and they don't have to run after it. And that the kohanim don't go up in the sandalim. Total of 6. Now there was 1 in the first parak, which is that he said nowadays we don't have the korban for Rosh Chodesh. The edim should not be mechal Shabbos, other than for Nisan and Tishrei, because the holidays are dependent on Nisan and Tishrei. Okay, that gives us 7. What is number 8? Well, Idach number 8 is that there's a din that used to be that when a ger was nitkayer b'zman hazeh and could not bring his korban, it used to be that you needed tefillah, milah, and korban, because by Klal Yisrael there was zrikas dam, on Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. So you need to have Zrikas Dama for Korban. When there is no Beit HaMikdash, so they had this din that he has to take the money for the Korban, which is not a lot of money because you can get away with one cane, two birds for the Gerut, but he should set aside that money. He sets aside a quarter of a shekel for his cane. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, no more. That's all we need is for people to be walking around with Kodesh money. My God, somebody's going to be moiling that money. And therefore he was Bavatalit. So that is number 8. Now, what is number 9? Well, the 9th one is a machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Rav Papa says it has to do with the din of Keren Ravoi, which we'll see in a moment. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said it has to do with the din of the red thread that was used on Yom Kippur as an indicator of whether your sins had been forgiven. And what were these two issues? Rav Papa says the issue is Kerem Ravoi. And what is this referring to? It's not. Kerem Ravoi Yaolili Rushalayim Ahalach Yom Lekol Tzad. There used to be a din that as long as you're within a one-day journey of Yerushalayim in any direction, you cannot be mechalel your fruits in the fourth year. You have to bring up your grapes to Yerushalayim, which means great covet for Yerushalayim to have fresh grapes all the time. And this is within a one-day's journey. Eilat min hadarom, you know, Richie makes it in 3 hours usually. So Eilat min hadarom is within one day. Akravat min hatzafon, Lud from the west, and the Jordan from the east. That's a one-day journey, not our Eilat. V'yomar ula. V'itema Rabba Barula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What was the reason for this? Matam kedei la'ter shukei Yerushalayim b'peirot, so that there should be lots of peirot in Yerushalayim. Now, what happened was that after the Churban, Rabbi Eliezer was very rich. He had a Kerem Ravoi, and it was within one day, because it was to the east of Lud. And to the east of Lud is within that tomb. Bitsat Kvartabi. So Rabbi Eliezer said, the heck, what am I can't afford to rent 500 trucks to bring up my Kerem Ravoi to Yerushalayim. I'll just be mafkid, the whole darn thing. Let the Aniyim take it, and that way I'm not going to have to do this.
Well, that would be more profitable, less of a loss?
Loss is not the issue. It's such a tircha, man. I got time for this. So he went to be mafkir. Says Talmidim, said, Rabbi, you don't have to worry about it anymore. Your friend was already mitaken to be mevato, the stakoda. You said, if Yerushalayim is in a churban, what's the deal of being ma'ata shuke Yerushalayim? So, kvar nimnu chaverecha alav, and v'hitirua. Now, who's that referring to? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So, you see that was the 9th takona. Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, no, the 9th takona was the Lashon Shazuri. You know, all these guys that sell these red threads, you know. That was his takona. Any guy that sells red threads should be shot. You know, but then they stopped keeping it. I don't know why they stopped keeping his takona. But anyway, so it used to be, they used to hang the red thread on the doorway of the Ulam, outside, so people who were in the Beit HaMikdash, Chatzer, they could see the red thread, and they knew if it turned white, and if it turned white, they would be very happy. And if it didn't turn white, they would be miserable, and it was a terrible year, and the Besdin's no good, the Kohen Gadol's no good. Of course, we're fine, you know, I'm okay, but you're not okay. And so then they decided, oh, because it's too much trouble, we'll tie it inside the door so the people can't see it. So they started putting it, you think they didn't get people to sneak in and look around. The word got around, so it was no good. So they decided that they will tie the string, half of it on the selah, which is the rock from which they throw down the Sa'ira Mishtalayach, and half of it between the karnot of the Sa'ira Mishtalayach, because they were afraid. They tie the whole thing, the Sa'ir Shemeshlech, if his head gets bent down under his body, they won't know And if they tie it to the sela, then it might turn white from just a corner for the mitzvah, and then he'll forget to be behind the mitzvah. But Shenkin, if he has to tie the other half, ben karnov, he'll remember the mitzvah. So that's how they did it. This is where they have both sides done. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak, so why didn't Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak want to say like Rav Papa that it was about Kerem Ravoy? Because he says it was not a reference to Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai. How would the Talmidim have told Reb Eliezer, your friend? He wasn't a friend. He was his Rebbe. Chaverav, the Rebbe Eliezer Miavi, Rabo Avi. So how could they refer to his Rebbe as his friend? V'idach. Well, they were Talmidim of Reb Eliezer. It's not their cheret to tell your Rebbe, your Rebbe. As far as we're concerned, you're God. You don't talk to Rebbe about your Rebbe. So from our point of view, it's your friend. You decide what your relationship is. So lav lurach ara, it's not their cheret. L'meimer le'la rabbe, you don't tell your Rebbe. Rabcha, Rav Papa, why didn't he want to celebrate Nachman Yitzchak? That it was about the Lashon Shel Zuhurit, because he says it historically it can't be Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because the Lashon Shel Zuhurit during the days of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never turned white, and therefore this entire thing makes no sense. If it turned white, they would be happy, but it didn't turn white because look, Bimei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Miavi Lashon Shel Zuhurit, was there a functional Lashon Shel Zuhurit? Lotanya. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's lifetime was a total of 120 years. The first 40 years, he was busy doing business. Asak per pragmatia. So he spent the first 40 years making some money so he could have the rest of his life to learn, you know. Now, obviously, while he was in business, he didn't make takonos. You know, it's like the Arizal. Some of the best surviving writings of the Arizal are his receipts for the textiles that he shipped from Cairo. Yitzchak Ashkenazi. Those are the surviving writings of the Arizal. That's the first 40 years, you know. And then the next 40 years, he spent learning. I'm assuming he spent it learning. He was not making takanot, right? So the last 40 years of his life, he was teaching limeitz. So during that period, he might have made these takanas. The problem is that means that even if you make his lifetime parallel to the last 40 years, but it says the last 40 years before the Korban, the Lashon Shel Zuhurit was not Malbin anyway. So how could he have made a takana during that time that refers to being Malbin? It was Ma'adim the whole time. And yet it says, Vitzan, Mi Shecharav Beit HaMikdash, Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So obviously, after the Churban, he must have been living after the Churban. That means the last 40 years of his life was not entirely during those 40 years. So he couldn't have made that takana, because there was no Lashon Zuhurit. There you go. So how could you possibly say that this is the ninth takana, the unfinished symphony of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Answers the Gemara, because even though he was a Talmud that was Yoshev Lifnei Rabo, he suggested this takona while he was a kid. He was only 70 in those days. So he vama milta, vistavra taimi, and Hillel HaZaken, who was his Rebbe, said, excellent idea. And they made the takona, the Kavei Rabbe Bishmei, and he was koveya this after all of the tremendous takonas. Rebbe put it together then with 9 takonas. It turned out that this young boy of 70 turns out to be a great man when he's 120. And there we put together all of his takonas when he grew up. We put together the ones from when he was a kid.
Well, sort of Shiva was sitting there playing business for 40 years. And then
that's the way to be a Rosh Hashiva. So Kaveh Rabbe Bishmei, take a look at Benson. Spent 40 years in the bar, and then he decided to drop it all and come learn. And then
40 years in a bar.
I would have stayed in the bar myself. You should go into business.
Tanya, Rabbi Yerem, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Akiva, Brishon, Ayomrim, Lashem, Aratz, Umloa, Hashem, Shekadav, Hikna, Veshalit, Beolamot, Bishenim, Ayomrim, Gadol, Hashem, Umloa, Hashem, Shechilek, Maasav, Umalachale, Bishlishi, Ayomrim, Elohim, Nitzav, Ba'adat, El, Bekerev, Elohim, Yishpot, Hashem, Shegila, Eretz, Bechuch, Mato, Vechim, Tevel, Adato, רביעי, היומרים אל הקומות השם, על שם שברך חם הלבן ועתיד להיפרע מעובדיהם, בחמישי היומרים ארנינו לאלוקים וזינו, על שם שברא עופות ודגים לשבח לשמו, בשישי היו אומרים השם מלאך גאות לבש, על שם שגמר מלאכתו מלאך עליהם. בשביעי היו אומרים מזמור שיר ליום השבת, מזמור שיר בשביל לעתיד לבוא, תבין כברי כלי לקה של רב נחמיה, ליום שקורא שבת, אמר רב נחמיה, well, why would רבי עקיבא be מחלק בין הפרוקים to make some of the past and some of the future? אלו בראשון means, as you said, שקונה ויקנה ושיר בלמו, בשני שחילק מעשה מלאך עליהם, בשלישי שגל הארץ בחוכמתו, הכין טבע לעדתו, ברביעי שברחם או לבנה ועתיד ליפרע מעובדיהם, בחמישי שברא עופות ודגים לשבח לשמו, בשישי שגמר מלאכתו מלאך עליהם, בשביעי השם ששבת. וכמיפוי ברב קטינה, דיום רב קטינה, שיטה אלפי שניה ועלמה, וחד חרוב, שנמה ונשגב השם לבדו ביום ההוא, which could make it a reference to Shabbat l'atid lavo. Whereas Abaye omar, trei haruf, shenemar yechayenu miyomayim, ubashlishi yechayim far. So there must be 2 days, therefore can't be a reference to Yom HaShabbat. Bumusafei de Shabbat, ma yomrim? Omer v'ana barav v'amarav haziv lach, and hazinu. Yomer v'ana barav v'amarav, kederch shechalukin kan, for the Tomid, כך חלוקין בבית הכנסת. And what about the Talmud Shabbat Arba'im מנחת עד השבת אמר יומרים? אומר רב יוחנן, עוז ישיר מי כמוך בעילים and עוז ישיר בישראל עלי בער. Are these all said בחד שבת? או דיום הכל שבת ושבת one, אמר אחד. תשמע, נתניה אומר רב יוסי, the first cycle finishes once while the second cycle finishes twice. So obviously, Shema Amina Kol Shabbat V'Shabbat, you say one, Shema Amina. Om Rav Yehuda Bar Yehuda, Om Rav Yochanan, Eser Masa'ot Nas'ah Shechina, which is known from Sukkim, U'Chenegdan, in the second Beit HaMikdash, Galta Sanhedrin, which is known from Gemara. Eser Masa'ot Nas'ah Shechina Mikroi, Mi Kaporet L'Kruv, Mikruv L'Miftan, Mimiftan L'Chatzer, מחצר למזבח, ממזבח לגג, מגג לחומה, מחומה לעיר, מעיר להר, ומהר למדבר. ממדבר עלתה וישבה במקומה, שמה אליך שובה אל מקומי. מכפורת לכרוב ומקרוב למפתן דכתי, ונועדתי לך שם, ודיברתי. And then it says, כבוד אלוהי ישראל, נעלה מעל הכרוב אשר היה עליו, אל מפתן הבית, וממפתן הבית, לחצר דכתי וימלא הבית את הענן, והחצר מלא את נוגה כבוד השם. And then, מחצר למזבח, ראיתי את השם ניצב על המזבח, וממזבח לגג, דכתיב טוב לשבת על פינת גג, מגג לחומה, דכתיב הנה השם ניצב על חומת הענן, מחומת על העיר, דכתיב כל השם לעיר יקרא, מעיר להר, דכתיב היה על כבוד השם, מעל תוך העיר ויעמוד על ההר אשר מקדם לעיר. מהר למדבר, דכתיב טוב שבט בארץ מדבר, מאשת מדנים. וממדבר עלתה וישבה בקומה, דכתיב אליך שובי על מקומי. אומר רבי יוחנן, 6 חודשים נתקבה שכינה לישראל במדבר, שמה יחזרו בתשובה, כיוון שלא חזרו, אמר טיפח עצמם, שנאמר ועיני רשעים תכלנה, ומנוס עבד מנהם, ותקוותם מפח נפש. וכנגדן גלתה סנהדרין from a Gemara, that was the 10 מלשכת הגזת לחנויות, מחנויות לירושלים, ירושלים ליבנה, מיבנה לאושה, מיושה ליבנה, מיבנה לאושה, מיושה לשפרם, משפרם לבית שערים, מבית שערים לציפור, מציפור לטבריה, and טבריה זה הלחול. עמוק מכולם שנאמר, ושפלת מארץ תדברי, ויפר תשח אמרתך. רבי אלעזר אמר 6 גלויות, שנאמר, כי השח יושבי מרום קריה נשגבה ישפילנה, ישפילנה עד ארץ יגיענה עד עפר. אומר רבי יוחנן, משם עתידים לגאל, שנאמר יתנערי, מעפר, קומי שבי ירושלים, אמן. אומר רבי ישוע בן קורחה, ויות זאת התקין רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, שאפילו ראש בית דין בכל מקום, שלא יועדים הולכים אלו למקום עבד. הייתי תלהזמינו לדין הקמדה מימר בנרדוי, She refused to be Osla Batre. Why isn't this like the Mishnah? Filo Rosh Beit Av, Bechol Makom, Shloi Eidim, Holchim, Elo Makom Avad? Omar Lovo, that's only the Animili Linyan Eidim HaKodesh. Because obviously, if you force them to go running all over the country, Nimzeta Makshilan Latid Lavo, she took out a loan. You took out Avdut. Eved lo velish malve. You'll have to follow him around. Tanya Rabban. Ein kanim rishayim lalot b'sandalayim l'duchan. And zu echad miteisha takanot shidkid Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Let's see if we can figure out what they are. So we have six in this parak. We had one about Chilul Shabbos of the Eidim for Nisan and Tishrei in the first parak. And then we have Edith, the tiny Gershon, in Karbis Manazel, Tzerech, Shiafrish, Rova, Lakino, and Omer, Shimon, Lozner, Kvain, Nim, Laler, Biochan, Mezakai, Ubitlam, Ibnea, Takala, which is eight. And the last one is a Plupta, Rav Papa, and Nachma Yitzchak. Rav Papa, Omer, it's the case of Kerem Ravoy, Nachma Yitzchak is the case of Loshen Shel Zeruris. Rav Papa, Omer, Kerem Ravoy, it's not Kerem Ravoy, Ayo, Oleli, Yerushalayim, Mahalach, Yom, Lechot, Tzad, Vizoi Truma, Elat Ben Adaron, Akravat Ben Atzafon, Lod Ben Amarav, Yarden Ben Amizrach, Vyomar Ulavi, Temer Rabba Bar Ulam, Rav Yochanan Matan, Kidei Later Shukei Yerushalayim Beperot, Vitanya, Kerem Ravoy Ayalo L'Reb Eliezer B'Mizrach Lod B'Kvar Kvartavi, B'Tzad Kvartavi, Bikesh Reb Eliezer Lafkir Lanim, because he couldn't take all of the Tirchav going up to Yerushalayim, Amulo Tamir of Rebbe. So must be chaverecha. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, that's not the case. The case is the Loshon Shel Zeruris. The Tanya Barishana, you koshrim Loshon Shel Zeruris, al petach ulam mibachutz. He'll be no yusmechim, lo he'll be no yuatzevim. Yitkinu shekoshrim oto al petach ulam mibifnim. Adan yu meitzitzin veroim. So it's the same. He'll be no yusmechim, lo he'll be no yuatzevim. Yitkinu shekoshrim oto chetze besela, vechetze ben karnav shel seir mishtaleach. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my time lo amak Rav Papa, or malacha, that can't be Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Because he's a Rav Yochanan Zakkai. Well, he was a friend of Rabbi Eliezer Miavi. Rabbi Avi. V'idach, that's just the way the Talmidim refer to him. Given to Talmidim Avu, it's not their chertz, l'meimer, l'le rabbi, rabcha. And Rav Papa, my time alone, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, was Kerem Ravoy. That was the Yilbin of the Shani. Because Omar Lacha, Yitzchak, back to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, it was not possible. B'mei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, there was no Loshon Shel Zeruris that was ever Malkin. V'tanya, Kosh Notash Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was only 120 years. And the first 40 was Asak B'Pragmatia. The last 40, the second 40 was Lomé. And the last 40 was Limeid. And we know that 40 years, Kadim Shenech Rav Abayin, Loi Eloshon Shel Zeruris Malbin, Elamadim. And we know that Misha Karva Bayatit Kid Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, which means that obviously his last 40 years were not the last 40 years of the Bayat, they were maybe the last 38 years, whatever. But that means he wasn't around. V'idach, Otam Arbim Shana, where he was sitting and learning, Talmud Yoshev with Nei Rabbo Avi, and he was the one who came up with the idea to change the placement of the Loshon Shel Zeruris, V'yomar Milta, V'yistamer Taimei Tehillel, and Rehillel was Koveya, this Takona in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, foreseeing undoubtedly the other great Takanot of this Talmud.
Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph, and we're up to Tanya on the first line. Being as we spoke about before, the various shirim that are said on the Korbanos and the Nesachim on Rosh Hashanah, and we came out that we say the Shiras Hayom of every day in the morning of Rosh Hashanah. It's only in the afternoon and in the Korban Minhag and the Korban Musaf that we make the Nachmina. So then we already get into the various shirim that the Anshei Kesef HaGedolah were metaken for the Mizmor Hayom. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Akiva, Rishon Ma Hayom, what Mizmor did they use? way, Hashem Aratim Lo'ah, Tevel V'yoshveva. Why is that? Hashem Shekana. Because that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Bere Shamayim V'aret, and he was Kena, thereby all of the Shamayim V'aret. He was Levade, therefore we call it Yom Echad, not Yom Rishon. And V'hikna, he also gave over the world. He was Kena, meaning, obviously he hadn't done that yet. V'shalit Balamo, he was Kona in order to be give it over, and therefore he was completely Shalit on the Eilam, because even the Malachim had not as yet been created. B'sheni Ma Yomri, what was the Shir Shayom? B'sheni Gadol Hashem Hulal Ma'od B'Elohinu HaKashor. Why is that? Hashem Shechilek Ma'asav. That was the day of Havdalah, in which Hashem was Mechalek between the Mayim Al-Yonim and Mayim Tachonim. That was the Briyas HaRakiyah. U'malach Alayim. Therefore, he was now Eila Lamala, and he was Yoshev B'morot, so to speak, which is the equivalent of the idea of Hashras HaShchina in Yerushalayim and in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we say B'er Elokeinu HaKashor. B'shlishi Ayu Omrim Elokim Nitzav Ba'adat Kel B'kerav Elokim Yishvot, or B'kerav Elokim Yishvot, sorry, Hashem Shigila Eretz V'chochmato V'echin Tevel La'adato. Because this was the day, after all, in which the earth would yikovu ha'mayim mitachat ha'shamayim l'makom echad, that the Yabasha now became uncovered for those who would be his Eda, which is Elokim Nitzav Ba'adat El. And therefore, since he was Nitzav, he would have created the place for them, we speak about the B'kerav Elokim Yishvot, the place which ultimately will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din in the world. Revi Hayu Omrim Kian Nekamot Hashem. Why? Hashem Shebara Chama Ulevana. And this is the Makor. Notice that it's Oved Kochavim Umazalot, the way we refer to Avodah Zarah, so that the Iker drive for people to relate to the world around them as a God, as the power of the heavenly bodies that they see. And therefore, Kian Nekamot Hashem comes to offset the Bria that provided people this opportunity, and Izatid Lipara Miovdehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ultimately bear the Kel Nekamot, and will not tolerate the Aveda of the Chama and the Vana. And that's the, like the Gemara says in Brochus, Rishasha Chama Zorachat, Vekomachim Yizukumarav, Amishtachim Lacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaye. So that means that there's something unique about that moment of the Zrika Sachama, and so here, the Bria Sachama. Vishishia Yomrim, Hashem Malach, Yehut Lavesh, and so on. Why is that? Hashem Shigamar Melachto, that's the finishing, and that's the Tikkun Tevel Baltimot. The Tikkun Tevel is that he was now completed, and he was Malach Aleihem. That's Hashem Malach of Tikkun Tevel. Bashvi'i HaYomrim is Moshil Yom HaShabbos. This is a remez to the ultimate Tachlis HaBriya LeYom Shekulei Shabbos, the day that is going to be Kulei Shabbos, and this is Chayei Olamim. And this is the reference to the Elef HaShvi'i, where the world is going to be bottled, and there will be no malacha under those circumstances. And that's the Elef that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is Nizgala completely, Liyom HaShabbos, and then there will be a universal Hashvata Mimlach. Omer Rabbi Nechem. Rabbi Nechem disagrees with Rabbi Akiva about Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, and he says, Ma Ra'u Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, L'chalek Min HaProkim Alolo. Why is it that they needed to make now the difference over here that all week long they say the Mizmorim, which are connected the actual days of Bria, Mashain came during Shabbos, they don't say connected a Bria, instead they turn to what's coming, to Mashatid Lavo, instead of referring not to the Yom Shikula Shabbat in the future, but rather to the Maisa Bereshis that was. Ella, I say that everything actually is supposed to be a remez to Maisa Bereshis. Rishon indeed is the what we said, Shekona Vihikna Vashali Bolomo. Shebisheni is Shechilek Masav Malachali. Mishlish is Shigila Eretz Bechoch Masave Mi Echitevel Ledoto. Berevii Shebarachama Vilevana Vatsili Parami of Deyan. Bechamishi Shebarofot Vidagim. Mishabeach Lishmo. So that all of this is a reference to, sorry, I skipped that actually before. Bechamishi was Arnino Lokimu Zeno Hashem Shebarofos Vidagim Mishabeach Lishmo. So when a human being sees the incredible creatures of the sea and of the sky, so then it's the Harnina little Kemuzain. There's a tremendous sense of crying out in joy and amazement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive me for skipping that. And I too agree with this, says Rabbi Nechemia. In Bechamishi, indeed, Beshishi, Shegomar Malachtu Malachalein. Bishvi Hashem Shavaz. But it's not because the Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos is the Shabbos of Sheshes May Bereshis. The Kamifla gave the Rav Katina, the Yom Rav Tintanina. Shita Alf Shani Ave Alma. According to Rav Katina, the world is meant to exist for 6,000 years. V'chat Charuv, and 1,000 years, it's bottled, so to speak. Shinema V'nizka V'Hashem Levado Bayomahu, and we know Bayomahu is a Yom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is considered to be Elef Shanim. We learn out from Elef Shanim, Be'nachak Yom Etmol Ki'avor. So that means V'nizka V'Hashem Hashem Levado, that we won't see any other elements of the Bria during that period. Abayama, that's not only after 6,000 years there's 1 year that is Choru, 1 year, that means, 1 day that is 1,000 years that's Choru, but rather Trey, 2,000 years that are Choru. Shenema Yechayenu Miyomayim, that after those Yomayim, those 2,000 years of Churba, so then Yechayenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu will recreate us to give us a future island. Umusafei Nishabata. So I mean, that's the question. What are we referring back to Maisa Bereshis, or are we referring to something that is coming that we can't refer to? So that's the Yachronim or Mavaya that the Maisa Rabbi Akiva would also not be Machalik and Aprati. But the point is that in the same way that we talk about something that has to do with what was created on that day. So in Yom HaShvi, you have to talk about what the specific elements are of the creation of that day, not the fact that it was Shavat. And therefore, he says that's the creation, really, of Olam Haba. The Musaf is Shabbat, continuing on now. In the Musaf of Shabbat, what do we say? Ma Yomrim.
Yes, let me just back up a bit. When we say Kamithli of Katina, I wasn't Masbir, that Rabbi Nechemia doesn't hold of Katina. He holds that it's referring to not Yom HaShabbos, rather Yomayim. Therefore, you can't say, I'll shame the Yomayim. And therefore, he has to say that it refers back to Maisa Bereishis. So in other words, it's not that they're arguing Gufa and whether there should be this Chalukah between those days and the others. All are agreed that we would look at something that is the result of the day and the creation of the day. It's just that there is no Yom HaShabbos that it would be referring to if you hold of Abaya, and that, therefore Rabbi Nechemi doesn't have that option because he doesn't hold of Rav Katina, he holds of Abaya. Sorry. B'muzavid HaShabbat, I'm saying this here really in a rush and just in order to get it up because I'm leaving, so I'm sorry that it's not well organized. B'muzavid HaShabbat, what is it that we sing now at the time of the Nesachim of Shabbos Korban Musaf, Mahayo Aimrim, Omer Avanim Barova Amarav, what we used to say was Gufa, the Parsha of Ha'azinu, and that Parsha of Ha'azinu was actually split up into six sections, and the simen of those six sections is Haziv Lach, which means the shine is yours, so that we start off with the Ha'azinu, continue on to Zechor Yumaseilom, and then Yarkiveo Abomaseoret, and then Vayara Hashem Vayinat, and then and Lulei Kas Oyev Agur, and then Ki Yadin Hashem Amo, and each one of these parshas is eight psukim, and it works out very beautifully. Of course, this is in the end the way we're also mechalik it, as Omer of Hanabar Rov Omer Rav Kiderek Shechalukin Kan, the same way that we make it separate shiras in the Beis Hamikdash over all of these parshas of Haziv Lach. So we cover these 6 days. So too do we cover in the Korim Kachalukim Beit Knesset. So we're mechalik it in that way, to each one of them, and the seventh one, he reads after the end of the Shira till the end of the Parsha. There are some who understand that the ones that are the Vav and the Lamed, Rabbeinu Chananel Strat, is the Vayar and the Lulei. Others have the Vayar and Lo. Others have the Masechet Sofrim's approach, which is the Vav being Vayishma, Yeshurun, and Lu. Fine. Okay, so basically the differences, by the way, it's a little bit of a strange thing over here in this. It's supposed to be that each one of these is the requisite number of psukim. Means that if you multiply the parsha, you end up with 40 psukim in the Shira itself, whereas actually we have 43 psukim, which is all the issue that the Rasha speaks about. But just to review it, it means it goes like this. So we have the way we have it, Hazinu is the Hayz, Zion Zechor Yemosalam Yarkiveyu Beretz Mizbara. There's another pshat, which is the Yarkiveyu, right, Abam say the Yamtzieyu is another pshat, which is Rav Haggon's pshat. The Vayar Hashem or Vayishman Yishun Vayivat is the Vav. The Lamed is either the Lulei, which is the one way of doing it. There are Minag together with the Rambam, but so on is Lu Chochmu is the Lamed, not the Lulei Kasoyev. The Chof would be the Ki Yadin or Ki Esa El Shammai. Okay, now there's all types of reasons why we do it this way, but basically this way it turns out that there's also no Hatzchola in Tochocha, and no question of being masculine and ending in a Davar Tov, and that's what's taken into consideration according to the Summon of the Farsh. In Minchata de Shabbata, now in the Korban of the Korban of Tamid, in other words of Ben Arbayim, which we call the Mincha of Shabbat, Rabbis Mahaya Imrim, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, also a getter of Shira, but which one? Az Yashir. So we read Az Yashir until Micha Mocha, and then Umicha Mocha, we say in another Shabbos until the end of the Shira, and then on the third Shabbos we say Az Yashir, which is the Az Yashir of Yisrael, that's Ashira Zos Aliveher, which is Shira Sabaher, until the end of the Shira. Iboilu. Hane Kulu Bechat Shabbat Yamru, the Gemara wants to clarify. We gave all these various Shiras of Musaf, or the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, but did it mean to say we say them all? Bechat Shabbat Amri Lahu? Do we say this every one of them each Shabbos, say the entire Shira, and say the entire Az Yashir with the Shiras Hayam, and so on? Or do we call Shabbat V'Shabbat Amri Chad? Do we choose one parak of the Shira as we split it up before, and then the next Shabbos we say the next one, and so on? So that after six Shabbatot we go back to the beginning. Same thing would be true about the Talmud Shabbat Arbaim. That Seder, of course, would only last for three Shabbatot. We go back to the beginning. Tashma Detanya Rabbi Yossi. So basically, by the time we finished one time the Shira Samusaf, which is six parakim, the second Seder, which is the Shira that we say on Tamid Shalbein Arbaim, we've done twice because it's three for the six. So Shmamina Shebechol Shabbat Shabbatam Rechat Shmamina, which means obviously that we split them up by Shabbatot, and that it takes twice as many Shabbatot to do six as it does to do three. Now, in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak, we learned that Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka was Metakin, that there should be a Tkiya in Yavne, and once already, we mentioned now that there was a Sanhedrin in Yavne, we want to already discuss what exactly happened to bring the Sanhedrin to Yavne, and what it means to say Bechol Mokom Sheishem Sanhedrin. Apparently, there was a change, and of course, the earliest change, if you don't know the sheet of the Rambam, that the Migdash includes Yerushalayim, was actually from the Lishkas HaGozis to an area outside of the Beit HaMikdash, which was when we were Metakin, that in Yerushalayim were also Tokei, as opposed to just in the Beis HaMikdash, and then it became Kavua that it should be Bechol Mokom, that's within range of Yerushalayim, as defined by the Mishnah. At the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, so the Shechina gradually removed itself from the Beis HaMikdash, and was hoping that we would do Teshuvah, and we know this from Mikroi, we know this from Sukkim, and we can trace Chenegda and Galtas HaNer during the Bayis Sheni, where over there the Moker of the Shechina Be'etzim wasn't in the Ashras HaShechina in the Kruvim, which weren't there, because the Oren was hidden, but Chenegda was the Sanhedrin in the Bayis Sheni, and the Bayis Sheni also saw a gradual siluk of the Shechina in the form of the siluk of the Sanhedrin. That we don't know from Sukkim, obviously, because there were no longer any Sukkim, but we know it in Gemara. We have a Kabbalah that there were 10 different stages in these Misaot. What exactly were they? Yes, Masaot Nasa Shechina, we know Mikroi. The first one was Mekaporet, from above the Orein, where the Shechina was, and there, instead of between the Kruvim, the Shechina went Lekruv, one of the Kruvim. This refers to the Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made that were on the sides of the Orein, but that weren't directly on the Kaporet. And then Mikruv, from one Kruv, the Shechina moved now to the other Kruv, and some, including the Bach, take out Mikruv Lekruv, because that isn't a Masa, which is the Mashmaot of Rashi as well. He says we take out the Pasuk of Yerviyakav al Kruv, and it's also certainly clear that way that there was only one, the way the Rambam brings it is Mikaparat Kruvim, not Mikruv Lekruv, and so on. And in fact, if you add it up, you would have 11 Masaot, which doesn't make sense, and it appears that in the Braitot of Elvis Rabbi Nassim also didn't appear, and it's difficult to explain how it could work. So if you're Gorisit, then we'd have to have the Pasuk later on that would explain it. Mikruv Lemiftan, then it went from the Kruvim outside of the Kaporas to the Miftan, to the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash. From the Miftan of the Bayis itself, it moved into the Chotzer, which is the Azora, but that's Bein Olam LaMizbeach, as we'll see. From the Chotzer, Bein Olam LaMizbeach to the Mizbeach, meaning the Mizbeach of Binyan and the Mizbeach Achisa. From the Mizbeach, it went the Shechina to the Gag of the Hechel. Mi'agag, from the Gag of the Hechel, it moved out to the Choma of the Azora. From the Choma, it moved out into Yerushalayim. From Yerushalayim, it went Lahar, meaning Lahar HaZeisim. So when we're referring Migag L'choma, we had Michoma L'ir, Mi'ir Lahar, referring to Har HaZeisim, Mi'ar L'midbar, from Har HaZeisim to the Midbar, Mi'midbar Alta, V'yashva B'mkoma, and from there, the Shechina gave up on our doing in tshuva and went back to the Shemayim. Shenemar Elecha tshuva el mikomi ad asher yashmu v'ikshu fanai b'tzar lehem yisharuni. They'll call me when things get tough, and now I have to go back up to the Shemayim. Where do we see now these 10 masot? Mikaporet lekruv, mikruv lekruv, mikruv lemiftan. Dichtiv no adti lecha sham v'dibarti tcha mi'ala kaporet. First it says mi'ala kaporet. Then it says vayikav al kruv vayoth. And then it says echvod Eloi Yisrael na'ala mi'ala kruv asher yala vel miftan abayit. Miftan abayit lechatzer dichtiv ayimolei abayit et ha'anan vechatzer malat noga kvod Hashem. So the Shechina was obviously in the chotzer. Mechotzer mizbeach dichtiv ra'iti et Hashem nitzav al ha'mizbeach, which is not the normal place. Mizbeach legag dichtiv tov la'shevet apinat gag ni'eshet midyanim u'beit chaver. So that things get tough. When things get tough at home, what can you do? You die to go up all the way, sit on the corner of the roof, which is what Shlomo HaMelech was referring to here when he was talking about the Shechina, that it was more kedai to go to the Gag from saying there with Klal Yisrael to have an Eshet Medinim to sit in there with a Tzelem, that is a Kiilu at Tzorek of a Yochot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is in the base of the Chover, meaning in the house in which Klal Yisrael's Mechaber, this ridiculous thing together with the Shechina that I can't stand. I don't want to be there with what they call my friend. Migag l'choma dechtiv, hinei Hashem nitzav al chomat ana. So we see over here that the Shechina was on top of the vertical wall. Mechoma l'yir dechtiv, kol Hashem l'yir yikra. Miyir l'har dechtiv ayal kvad Hashem miyaltocha yir v'yalmada l'har Hashem yikenem l'yir, which is Harazetim, that is directly east of the bayit. Ve'yar l'midbar dechtiv tov shevez beretz midbar me'eshet midyanim v'chad. And that means in the end I have to go all the way to the midbar in order to get away from this tzelem, and it's more kedai for me not to see my eshes midanim, that's Klal Yisrael, that was supposed to be my wife. Mi midbar al tavi yashva b'mekomah dechti ve'lech v'shuv el mikomi. I will go back to my old place because that's the only thing that I have left until yishachruni. That means that it went back to mekomah rishon, which is in the sky, so to speak. Om Rabbi Yochanan shishachot hashim nitakvah shechina Yisrael b'midbar. It's not as if this took place immediately. The Shechina was sitting there hoping for 6 months that maybe Shema Yachru b'tshuva, and then the Shechina could come back home to the Beis Hamikdash. Kivan shelo chazru, Omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that point said, the heck with it. Tipachat mam, they should just rot, that's all. Shenema ve'inei rishaim tichleno manos avad minem. There was no longer any hope. Tikvatam mapach nafesh, sitting around and hoping that these guys will ever do anything. It's just going to end up making you miserable. And so here there's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting and hoping and tapping and kaveh. And in the end, nothing was left. It was a mapach nefesh. There's nothing. There's no hope left for them. And just tipach atzmam or tipach nefesham, which is the mapach nefesh itself. Now, how do we know? Kinegan galtas Sanhedrin mi Gemara. What were the 10 steps that we learned from the Gemara? Milishkat agazit lechanut. There were various stores in the Harabai that they took over for the Sanhedrin. Now that's how Rashi's Masbir here, that the Chanut is a reference to actual stores that were in Har HaBayit, which were taken over by Sanhedrin. The Gemara says elsewhere this was in order not to be done in Inefashis, because it shouldn't be in Elishkas HaGazis. They no longer had the Kayach to be able to contribute to a nation that was a Riboy of Reitzim. But it's interesting that elsewhere Rashi just says the Chanut is not an actual store, it's just a place that was in Yerushalayim by the name of Chanut, and not the way that he learns here. That's what he says in Sanhedrin, and Rabbi Zari says that Chanut is the name of a place in Har HaBayit. A lot of discussions about the differences in how Rashi seems to approach it in different places. But in any event, then the second place, the next one, was from Chanut to Yerushalayim. From Yerushalayim, Sanhedrin went to Yavne. From Yavne, Sanhedrin went to Usha. From Usha, Yavne. And went back to Yavne. From Yavne, went back to Usha. From Usha, went to Shvaram. Shvaram moved to Beit Sharim. Beit Sharim to Purim. Mitzipur to Tveria. Came back to Tveria at the end. And all of these places also were the place where the Nasi was. And wherever the Nasi was, that was Sanhedrin was called to. Tveria Mukam Mikulam. The deepest place, the depth of the Madrega that they reached, was in Tveria. It was also the physical place that was Amuk Mikulam was deeper than anything else. Shenema Vishafalti Me Eretz Tedaberi Umiavarti Shachim. Rabbi Eliezer Amr Sheish Galut. There were only 6. Shenema Ki Hai Shach Yoshvei Morom Kiryan Nisgava Yashvilena Yashvila Ad Eret Yagiena Ad Afar. So we see 6 separate stages of Yerida. Hashach Yashvilena Yashvila Ad Aret Yagiena and Ad Afar. And those, each one of those was a stage in the destruction destruction or the gradual loss of the Gael of Sanhedrin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, umisham, from that last step, with very atidimli Gael, shenema, he's arim me'afar kol mishavi. To take from the lowest place, from the dirt, you should wake up, shake yourself off, come back and be shaved now. So from the last galus was the offer, the lowest place, the last galus in Tveria was the place that he would come back. Zakta Elika Mishnah. Now this Mishnah comes to continue the takonis of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and there was another takonis. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Korachah. The Odzos. It was yet another takonis of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We'll see the Gemara's darshans over here that it was yet another one, which means that there was another one that we're going to have to discuss. A total of 9 takonis, as we'll see later. Now, originally, when Edom would come, they would have to go to the place where the Nasim was, because after all, it said over there, the Rosh Bez. And the Rosh Bez was the one who would say Mikudash, as we said earlier. Rosh Bez didn't remember Mikudash. So if he was somewhere else, then that would mean that the Edom would have to go to where he was in order to make sure that the Chodesh was Mikudash. Came along Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shafil Rosh Bez Din B'chol Makom. Doesn't matter where the Rosh Bez Din was, Shelo Yu Edom Olchim El Makom Avad. Instead of being Matriach the Edom, who come after a long and arduous trip to discover that the Rosh Bez Din is somewhere else, they can come only to the Beit Avad, and whoever is there of the Beis Din that is appointed to be done the Kiddush HaChodesh, they themselves will go ahead and say Mikudash, despite the fact that the Rosh Bez Din is not there. We'll see why we all want to be Matriach, because we're afraid that the Edom won't come again if they come, and then turns out they didn't achieve anything because he wasn't there. Says the Gemara, so there was a particular woman, Yasminu Ladina Kameda Amemer Benardoi. They sent her a hazmana to, they subpoenaed her to come to court. She was, she owed money. And she was called to the court of Amemar, which was in Narda. The problem was that on the day that she was supposed to show up in court, Ozal Amemar L'Mechuzah. Amemar, in that day, had to go to Mechuzah. And the woman had to follow him to Mechuzah in order to appear in court. And she didn't. V'lo Ozla Batra. She did not follow him. Kosa Psicha. So he went ahead, wrote a Psicha, which is a shtar that is written by the Beis Din against someone who insults the court, contempt the court, and he puts them in Nidui. So Kataf Ticha Ilva, against that woman he wrote a Nidui. Marley Ravashi Lamemar, it's Ravashi, said to Amemar, you don't have a right to do that. Because Anantanat, it says in our Mishnah, that a few Rosh Bez the Bechol Mokam, Shal Yerim Olchim El Mokam Avat, that the Bedavka made a takona, that people shouldn't have to follow the Rosh Bez Din. So why should she have to schlep the Mechuzah? Marley, so Amemar said, this halacha, that the Edom don't have to come, is only made for Anemila Linyanetis HaKodesh. The reason that we made this takona for Edis HaKodesh is because in Cain, Nim Tetam HaKshlam Latidlavov, they show up in court and they have to schlep somewhere else, they're not going to come again. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made this special takana that they should be able to go to the Beis Avad. Aval halacha, when it comes to being called to a din Torah in elements that have nothing to do with the Kiddush HaChodesh, the din is that Eved Lovel LeYishmal Vel, a person who borrows money, Shlomo HaMelech Hotze, becomes like a servant to the lender. And at that point is mukhliv to go to whatever place the call to court for the lender is, and that in this case is Mechuzah. Tana Rabbana. Ein HaKonim Rishayim La'alot B'Sandal Lehem L'Duha. Another thing, the Kohanim cannot go up to be Mavorek because Kohanim wearing their sandal, their shoes, because we're afraid that if something, let's say the shoelace tears, or the strap, the sandal tears, he's going to then sit down in order to tie it because he's embarrassed to have everybody watching him there up on the Duch and looking like an idiot with his shoelaces untied. So then people will say, he's really not a kosher Kohen. He knows he's not a kosher Kohen, so he's making this thing like pretending to need to tie his shoes and so on, and because of that, they will end up passing him from the kuhuna. And therefore, we don't, and even though there's maybe types of sandals that don't have ritzus and so on, there's nothing to tear, but there's a low plug in Shulchan Aruch Classic. The mice, there are places that, because this is the whole issue, say that when it comes to wearing army boots and the like, where it's not possible that it should become loose and start requiring tying at that point, that there is no takon. And there's places that are makeled that way. So this is Zu Echad Miteisha Takanot Sheitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is one of the 9 takon. takonot to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What are the 9 takonot? She's the high pirk. We have 6 mentioned in this parak. That was the first takonot that she should be tokeya on Shabbos, wherever there's a bez. Then the second was to make the mitzvah of lulav 7 days, even though you're not in the bez hamikdash. To aser the 16th day of Nisan in eating the tuach hadasha. To go back to being mekabel edim all day on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. That the edim only have to go to the mokam havad. And the 6th one is the one we just learned. The kohanim should not go up wearing sandals. Then there was one we had before, the chod of the pirka kama, which was when the first parak gets said over there, that the kiddush hachodesh, for kiddush hachodesh, the only time that they should be mechalal Shabbos is Nisan v'tishrei, because we no longer have the korbanos musaf of Rosh Chodesh that we needed to be mechalal Shabbos to bring them properly. But that only makes 7. The idach, we also have an 8th takana of the Tanya. Ger shenitgayer bizman hazeh, where we don't have a beis hamikdash and the ger is coming to be misgayer, and the din is that a ger has to actually bring a korban oilah, because since it says kachem kager, the same way that Klal Yisrael came into the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at time of Matan Torah, we required bris mila, we require tvila, and we require damim, because there were korbanos that were being brought over there. It says chatiyadam zarakalam mizbeach ha'meish rabbeinu, and the other half there was a hazoya, v'ikach Moshe v'yizrok esadam ala'am. So too, do gerim need to become members of Klal Yisrael in exactly the same way? In which case, besides what we do, which is the tefillah and the mila of the males, a ger has to also bring a korban in order to be mazah dami. There's a whole discussion as to whether does a ger require hazaz dam on himself if he has korban at the marshot. But in any event, bisman hazeh, we don't have the korban, so what do we do? So rakshi afri shirova, he has to set aside a 1/4 of a shekel, that means a chatzi dinar on our turn, 4, which is the standard price of a cane, of birds, lakino. And that way, the money will be available for him as soon as he's able to bring his korban when the Beis HaMikdash is built. But Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, this 8th takana no longer is in effect. Already, after seeing that it can cause problems, so they already were, they took a vote among all the yeshiva and the talmidim and Rabbi Yochanan, and they were mevatel. Why? We don't want money of hegdesh to be bizman hazeh. Who knows when we'll be able to use it, and people will come with that takala to use the money, and they'll be mayo. What's the 9th takana? Ida klukta. That's actually machlok. It's the 9th takana. It's a machlok between Repapa and Nachum Bar Yitzchak, precisely what that takana was. Repapa Omar. Repapa says that takana was the issue of Kerem Ravoyes. We'll explain in a moment. As Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, the issue was the issue of Lashon Shel Zehoris on Yom Kippurim, as we'll explain in a moment. Repapa Omar Kerem Ravoy. Kerem Ravoy means we have grapes over here that are growing in their fourth year of the planting, and they're no longer Orla, but they have a din of Kedesh Lulim. They're considered to be Kodesh that need to be taken up, like Maaseh Sheni does, to eat them only in Yerushalayim. Of course, you can be paid to them, and the halacha is that in general, peiros that grew outside of Yerushalayim, you can be paid to them. You can just bring the money to Yerushalayim. Peiros that were actually in Yerushalayim, you can't be paid to, just like Maaseh Sheni. Now, the Mishnah says, in the Tanan, that even peiros outside of Yerushalayim, places that are close to Yerushalayim, have the same din as peiros that grew in Yerushalayim. You can't be paid to them, you have to bring them to Yerushalayim. That's not. Kerem Ravoy, fourth year peiros of Anavim. Within a day's journey of Yerushalayim, in all directions, they would have to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and you wouldn't be paid them. This is the definition of the boundary of a day's walk from Yerushalayim. Eilat min hadarom, it should say. To Eilat from the south. Akrabat min hatzafon. Lod min hamarav. Yarden min hamizrach. That defines a day's journey from Yerushalayim. Omar ula vitema rabba barulam Rabbi Yochanan. Matam, what was the basis of that takana? Kedei later shukei Yerushalayim beperot, that the marketplaces of Yerushalayim should be beautiful, covered with all of the vast number of peros that should be available from the entire area around Yerushalayim, so that people that come to Yerushalayim should see the chashivas Yerushalayim, in which its marketplaces were full of the best fruit. Ritzani, kerem avoy ayala l'Rebbe Eliezer Mizrach Lod, he had a kerem to the east of Lod, which meant that it was within the gvul of the one-day journey to Yerushalayim, and his kerem was b'tzat kvartavi, u'bikish Rebbe Eliezer l'afkir al aniyim. He wanted the aniyim to be able to be zeche in these anavim, and to go to Yerushalayim. To him it was a heck of a lot of tircha. So he didn't want to have to go up to Yerushalayim, so he wanted to be mafkir. So his talmidim said to him, Rabbi Kvar Nimnu Chaverecha Alav. You should know that all of the Talmidim were all of your Chaverim were Mevatel this Takana. V'hitiruhu. Now, who is he referring to? Says Rav Papa. Man Chaverech was a reference to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the Takana, the ninth Takana, was the bittul of the need to bring up Karam Ravoi to Yerushalayim. This is Rav Papa. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says no. The ninth Takana was in the issue of the Lashon Shel Zehoris, which was a piece of red dyed wool, which was placed al petach ulam mibachud, that everybody could see it on the doorway to the porch of the Beis Hamikdash, where it was visible to anyone. And there they could see Kilbin, if it turned white after the Tzar Mishaleach came to the Midbar, and they were zeicha, and the Tzar was mechaper for them, and it would turn from red to white. Are you smechid? But if lo Kilbin, are you atzivim? Everybody was miserable that their carbon wasn't accepted. They didn't want people to lose heart, and so they put it on the inside, not on the outside, and that way they thought nobody would notice, only the Kohanim, who needed to know when the Avodah Sayom was finished. At that point, they would be able to do other things, but people would sort of sneak a look into the Ulam Veroim, and that way they would know, basically, whether or not it happened, because when the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh HaKodesh, so they would open the parochas for him, which was on the Pesach of the Ulam, and people could look around the edge. He'll be now you smechim, loyal be now you atzavim. He can use kashrima to chetya besela. So then they made a takana that instead of tying it to the door, it should be tied to the stone, which was at the place of the azazel. The chetya ben karnav shel sayur mishaleach, and this way nobody would know, basically. And if it turned out that it was Hilbin, so after the shliach of Azazel would come back after Yom Kippur, then it would become known. Then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, according to Nachum Bar Yitzchak, made that takana. This was his ninth takana, that it should be chetzi b'sela v'chetzi ben karnav shel sarah mishalach. Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak, my time loma kravata. Why didn't he want to say that was the reference that was made to Rabbi Eliezer and that it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Because he says, why would we call Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai chaverav? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai chaverav. The Rabbi Eliezer mihavi, was Rabbi Yochanan indeed a friend? Rabbi, he was his rabbi, not a friend. Ve'idach, why does Rav Papa indeed say that we call him chaverav? Because kiva the talmidim have. Since it was the talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer that were speaking to Rabbi Eliezer and telling him that he doesn't have to go up, doesn't have to be mafker his kerem. Lavurachar lemeimer le'larabe. Rabbi, you don't tell your rabbi. Well, your rabbi said. That's very, very big zilzul in the Kabbalah Rab. So therefore, they said, from our perspective, we see Chaverecha. From your perspective, you can give him the Kabbalah of a Rab. Rav Papa, who holds that no, the Takona of Rabbi Yochanan was Kerem Ravoi, my time alone, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Omar Lecha, so Rav Papa says, I'll tell you why I don't hold it was the Takona of the Lashon Shel Zehoris. Because Esau Kadaita, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Bimei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Mihavi Lashon Shel Zehoris, Ma'obin. There's no point in this saying that this is the Takona, that sometimes it was white and sometimes it wasn't white. And here it says that's when they made the Takona. V'atanya Kosh Noisav Shur Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Me'ev Esrim Shana. It says Rabbi Yochanan's life was 120 years. Arboim Shana Sek B'Pragmatia, the first 40 years of his life, he was a businessman. Arboim Shana Lamad, took him 40 years after that to get to a Darga that he was able to teach, that he learned now for himself. And then Arboim Shana, the last 40 years of his life, after he got to be 80, then we made, that's when he went out to teach, and that was within the time he started making Takana. Now, the problem is that Tanya Arboim Shana Kerem Shnechar Avabayit, Lo Haya Lashon Shazorit Maldin Elamadim. The last 40 years of the Bayis Hasheni, there was no whitening, there was no nace of the whitening of the Lashon Shazorit. Now, how does that work out with Rabbi Yochanan? Well, it furthermore says, it's not Mi Shechar Avabayit, Ikin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, okay? So that means that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai lived after the Churban. Now, however long he lived after the Churban, if it was only during the last 40 years of his life that he would have made a Takana, and the last 40 years of the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that there was a Lashon Shel Zehoris that would be Malbin, they obviously don't add up. How can we say that Takana, to put the Lashon Hazuris in the Ulam or somewhere else, was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, because sometimes it would turn white and sometimes it wouldn't. According to what the Braisa says, there was certainly, after the Takana, there was still a time that the Lashon Zohar was white, and according to this, it couldn't have been because it was sometimes after the period of the last 40 years, the Edah. So why does Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak hold that Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai was the one to make the Takana? He will have to say that Oisim Harboim Shana Delamad, the 40 years that we said that Reb Yochanan was busy learning Talmud Yoshev Lifnei Rabbi Yavo, that indeed he wouldn't teach others. And he was a Talmud. He would sit in front of his Rabbi, the Yomar Milsa, and he suggested that we make this Takana about the Lashon Zohar. He stabbed a time, and everybody was impressed with what he said. And because of that, Kavai Rabbi Bishmei. So his Rabbeim were Kaveya, this Takana, as our youthful 79-year-old Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who was our foreign student. And because of that, we included it in the 9 Takanas of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, despite the fact that in reality it was the Takana of his Rebbe officially, because he didn't make Takanas. So in other words, it was actually from Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken, of course, is the Musar, the Mishnah, is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and he was Kaveya the Takana Bishmo Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And then after the other 8 Takanas came along, we put it all together so that there should, in other words, he recognized Keach of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai and understood that as a leader, it should be pointed out that this should be included in the items that reflect his leadership.